Welcome to the Ask for Football Army Football Show. The Army Football Show is an insider's guide for cadets, old grads, and college football fans to follow the Army team throughout their season as they seek to beat Navy and claim the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Ask for Football is brought to you by our sponsor, BuyerBarn.com. BuyerBarn.com is the world's first online platform for online sales and auctions of farm animals. That's BuyerBarn.com. Don't forget to follow Ask for Football on all social media platforms or sign up for our mailing list at askforfootball.com/subscribe.
Welcome back to the Ask for Football Army Football Show. I am your guest host slash one-man band, Dano E. Cabeza. And yes, after a wild weekend of college football, it's now TCU versus Georgia. That might not be the matchup we wanted, but it is for damn sure the matchup that we deserved. Hi, everybody. My name is Dano E. Cabeza. I am coming to you live and actually live out of coastal Connecticut. So here's the deal, right? This is kind of a guerrilla podcast. I don't know how many of you guys read my stuff that is or isn't part of the Ask for Football world, but I said as part of my New Year's resolutions that we wanted to do some new stuff here at Ask for Football, and that's what this is. So today I subscribed AFF to StreamYard via the power of our patrons on Patreon. And this allows us to broadcast live. And indeed, this show is mostly about testing that capability. Thanks in advance to the guys from the Firstie Club who were on with this morning to test the messaging and commenting system. I've got a Facebook user says, "Look good, Dan. Looks good, Dan." So that's awesome. We wanted to go to something like this system way back in July before the season. And we debated back and forth like all summer about pulling the trigger. And then the season started. And we hadn't pulled the trigger, and there was just no time to think about anything. So now, you know, here we are. It's January. Army is done. Hell, almost all of college football is done. Today is actually the last full day of college football of the entire season. We finally have time to do that. And so here we are. We're sort of testing out this StreamYard thing. So if you're with me today, I appreciate the patience. I have no idea how this show is going to go. I scheduled it like 45 minutes ago, put together a little outline, and I'm talking by myself, which is not the preferred thing. Guys are telling me that it looks good on YouTube, sounds good. I'm getting comments. So hooray for technology. At least this shit is working. As a reminder, Ask for Football is brought to you by Buyer Barn. Yes, we have a new sponsor here at Ask for Football, BuyerBarn.com. Buyer Barn, that is B-Y-R-E, Barn, is co-founded by class of 1997 graduate Dan Robinson. Dan ran a traditional co-op farm animal auction for many years and realized that, yo, there is a better way to do this thing to modernize farm sales and bring them into the 21st century. So he got together with his co-founder, Dinu, to take their world of IT management and development experience and develop the world's first, and I do mean very first, farm-to-farm online animal auctions and sales platform. BuyerBarn.com provides you the opportunity to reduce health issues through reduced animal and owner contact, right? So you're not trucking these goats and pigs and whatnot all over the place at 15 times just so that they can get sold once, right? That is not good for the animals. They do not like that. They like to sort of have their thing, and that's what they're doing. It also reduces animal fraud through a buyer and seller rating system. It is a fully integrated auction platform with secure payments. So, like, the amazing thing about this is that Dan told us the first time he went to go buy a goat at one of these auctions, he had to go to the ATM and pull out like $600 and carry that to the auction, which just explains to you why all these guys have to be carrying heat, right? If I have $600 in my pocket to go buy in cash an animal, I'm definitely also taking firearms and understanding that the possibility for an actual gunfight is real, right? This is not what they have. We are moving into the 21st century. This is a fully integrated auction platform with secure payments. You pay online, just like a human, through electronic payments. It is 1,000% safer than trying to dig up all the 20s you got in your basement, you know, a big ass brick so you can buy somebody's goat to roast. Convenience to buy and sell on your own time, obviously, right? It's online. You don't have to go to the auction. Better market pricing because you get a wider audience, right? This is the difference between eBay and a yard sale. Buyer Barn is dedicated to helping small farmers in America. They're providing a special discount to military veterans who want to assist them in small farm animal auctions. So go to, or you can email them at info@buyerbarn.com. or, you know, just go to our website, go to askforfootball.com, click on the little link. It'll take you there. You can sign up. They're giving you a discount if you're a military member. Apparently, there are a lot of military guys who get out and want to become farmers. I think that's awesome. It's kind of amazing. Farming sort of a lost art in this country. Anyway. All right. So enough with the commercials. Like I said, I'm here. You can tell it's a guerrilla podcast because I'm wearing blue. This is a Manhattan College hat. So just sort of threw on what we had today. Let's talk about the playoffs, right? I think RJ Young on his, I think it's the best ever podcast, the best one. One of you guys know what RJ Young, the name of RJ Young's show is. I'll shout it out. I watched it. I thought it was entertaining. He had kind of a lot. And if you're watching and listening to this, I'm going to assume that you watch the games, that you sort of also have some opinions about what's going on. But I'll just tell you what I got because we're here. TCU versus Michigan. Yo, first and foremost, I was very surprised by the Horned Frogs defense. Like, they played more physical than Michigan. They stopped Michigan in the middle of the field running the football, which I did not think was going to happen under no circumstances. You know, Michigan has multiple five stars there. They got five-star running backs. They got the best O-line in football. And yet here they are getting freaking smoked on the line of scrimmage by TCU. The Big Blue had some success running to the outside, but that inside running game, that was garbage. I was also surprised by TCU's ability to run the ball against Michigan's defense. Like 100%, I did not think that was going to happen. Thought, you know, Max Duggan might have a chance to pull on some zone reads or whatever, read options on some keepers, but I definitely did not think they were going to be breaking handoffs for 75 yards against Michigan's defense. Like, no way. So yeah, man, Texas Christian University, more physical team at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And that is how they won the game. And then obviously also Max Duggan, that kid is a badass. You give him a chance against your favorite team and he is going to make you pay. You know, the one time that they lost to K-State in a game that I think, you know, sort of their coaching staff, TCU's coaching staff called badly, Duggan gave them every chance to win that game. Like, he is not the reason that they lost. And if you give him a chance against your favorite team, even if your favorite team is Georgia, he has every chance to bring home a victory. So, yeah, man, TCU, I was surprised, but pleasantly so, to see that they are going to the college football championship game. I am here by myself, friends, just talking to you by myself. Anybody got a question out there? I see that five people are watching the stream. Anybody got something they want to say before we move on? All right, so Georgia versus Ohio State. Let's be honest. I got to be honest. Ohio State was the better team. They were the better team for 3 3/4 quarters of football. They were always had a chance on the basis of their elite skill position players. You know, Marvin Harrison Jr. and that quarterback, CJ Stroud, and all the rest of those guys. Like, yo, Brendan Jones says, this is next level in AFF content creation. Thank you, Brendan. I really appreciate that. James Pagano says, Georgia being beatable was shocking. Yeah, no kidding. It really, really was. So, yeah, Ohio State, they were always going to match up, like, on the skill positions. They have the best receiver in football. You know, they have one of the best quarterbacks in football. Honestly, don't know if I would take CJ Stroud over Max Duggan. I mean, I don't think I would, if I'm being honest. But whatever, the kid can definitely play. Boy, I can't wait for some asshole and the NFL draft to say that CJ Stroud is too much of a running quarterback. Like, that's going to be a big, like, dog whistle. Anyway. But Ohio State also more physical than Georgia. And when Georgia couldn't get pressure from their front seven, like, the dogs were in trouble. And then too, like, if you watch Georgia play, and I didn't watch them a ton, but I did watch them some through the beginning of the year, you know, when they were, before they got into SEC play, and they never sort of get out to that big lead that you would think the best team in football is going to get out to. Like, when you watch Bama play, they come in like Darth Vader. They come in to get you by the throat and put you down. And it's like the great Santini, you know, put them down, put them down. Oh, my dad loved that book and movie. But anyway, that's Bama. Georgia, they kind of pussyfoot around too much. And then suddenly, you know, a team in Missouri that they're supposed to beat by 30 points, they're in a one-score game. And is Georgia the best team in the country? Yes, they have the best talent. But when they couldn't get pressure from that front seven, it was a mess. James Pagano says, CJ's pocket awareness was shocking too. Going to be key for him at the next level. He's a good player. Yeah. Here's one for the crew. Do you like Max Duggan? If you're the Giants, right, and you're ready to move on from Daniel Jones, God, please. Are you taking CJ Stroud or are you taking Max Duggan with your first pick in the draft? Let's throw that one out there and we'll just give you guys time to ruminate on that. You know, give Stetson Bennett credit. They made the plays down the field late in the game to keep them in the game. Boy, my man threw a pick six. It was god awful. A lot of pick sixes this weekend. Everybody was just nervous. And then I saw, you know, people dunking on the Ohio State kicker for missing that kick. It was like a 50-yard kick. That thing is not easy. Tell me that you've never been in a high-leverage athletic competition because you're dunking on some kid who is like 22 years old trying to make the biggest kick of his life in front of 11 million people. 11 million people. That is a shitload of people. Like, the highest leverage situation that I've ever been in personally was the Army Navy swim meet way back in 1991, my plebe year, swimming in front of maybe 2,000 people. Maybe it wasn't even that max 2,000, probably more like 750, 1,000. I don't know how many people you can get into the mids natatorium there, but the place was full. It was rocking and it's the Army Navy swim meet. And it was, let me tell you, I was nervous as all hell. I've told you guys a million times, like I didn't boot that race, like that came out my way, but I'm just telling you, performing in those situations, if you've never been in them, hard as all hell, much less, you know, that's like a couple hundred people, maybe 1,000 people. You blow that up to 11 million plus the national championship. Like that shit is harder than it looks. I don't care what anybody says. So I don't want to dunk on the Ohio State kicker. Like it sucks, but people definitely boot it all the time. We saw Army's kicker booted in a high leverage situation against Troy. Like if it was easy, everybody would do it. James Pagano says, gave me flashbacks of the missed kick that would have won the 2019 game at Michigan. Yeah, for sure. Like every kicker wants to make the kick. Guys, if it was easy, everybody would do it. If it was easy, I would do it. It's not easy. So anyway, enough on the playoffs. We got TCU versus Georgia. Before this past weekend's games, I would have said that TCU had no chance against Georgia. Now I think they got every chance. I think if they bottle up the running game, Stetson Bennett is a great player, but he is not going to out quarterback Max Duggan. I don't think anybody believes that. I certainly don't believe it. Georgia needs to out-physical these guys, and I am not sure that's going to happen. Like, if TCU can out-physical Michigan, I think they can out-physical Georgia. That doesn't mean that that's going to happen, but TCU's O-line played very well against Michigan. TCU's D-line played very well against Michigan. Like, I think they're going to play very well against Georgia, and if Georgia can't get heat with that front seven again, like, Max Duggan is the truth. So, does that mean the Horned Frogs are going to win the national championship? I mean, it means that it's not impossible. Let me put it to you that way. So anyway, moving on. As for Football has a sponsor in Craig Oxane. Craig Oxane is the vice president of residential lending for Draper and Kramer in Chicago. As you guys know, he is a member of the West Point class of 1994, licensed to lend in all 50 states, even though he is based out of the city of Chicago. One of the biggest VA lenders in the country. He's like in the top 1% of VA lenders. Like what a badass. He is straight lending to veterans all over the country. That's what he does. He's going to offer you super competitive rates and what I know is a mess of a mortgage market out there. Craig is going to give you the best deal that he possibly can. And friends, if you never bought a house, buying a house is like a confusing / terrifying process. Interest rates are all over the place. You have to sign 2 inches worth of paperwork that basically says, if you screw this up, we're going to take everything that you own plus your house. And it's not the time to deal with somebody who's just trying to make a buck off you. It really isn't. It's so scary. Deal with somebody who actually cares about you. Not a call center, not some random big box bank, not a mindless website, not get a mortgage from China.com. Like, this is not the plan. Go with somebody who cares, who is a member of the West Point Network. And this is how the West Point Network functions, right? Craig is helping us stay in business here at As for Football. And we are helping you get the best mortgage that you can by introducing you to the man that you need to meet. Finally, we've said this before, but Craig doesn't charge lending fees for veterans. That's a huge savings, like $1,300. That's not a lot of money to you. Send it over to me. Send it to As for Football. We'll name a stream after you for $1,300. You get your own episode. It'll be the Brendan Jones edition of As for Football for $1,300. Anyway, Craig Oxane, VP of Residential Lending. Check him out. Again, links on our website. You fill out a little form. You'll be talking to the guy in a couple of hours. It's not that difficult. So before we sort of close this up, Facebook user says, nice job, Dan. This is next level. Looking forward to tuning in. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I like having you guys give me some feedback, especially here since I'm like talking in a box. So let's talk a little bit about Army's new offensive scheme, right? Everybody and their brother has been dunking on former offensive coordinator Brent Davis for as long as I have been an Army fan, and Davis has been with the team, right? Davis is like the easiest punching bag in the world if you're an Army fan, unfortunately. And I don't think that's deserved. I have never thought that that was deserved. Like, my man has had a lot of success. You know, I'm sure that he can cite all the times that he ran the gun option with Ahmad Bradshaw and even with Kelvin Hopkins exactly the same way or in a very similar way to the way that we're going to be running it here shortly with the new OC. They didn't install this offense before the Army-Navy game, even though they sort of tried to run some version of it, right? And so is a couple of weeks enough time to more or less install something that's, I hesitate to call it radically different, because they obviously ran about half the plays with Army's traditional offense against Navy. And to no one's surprise, like, the traditional offensive plays sort of worked a lot because those were the ones that they'd practiced. And then they try to get in there and start passing and running out of the shotgun. Like, good idea, right? Navy's got an elite running defense. They're kind of crappy on the back end. So obviously you want to throw at that. Like, good idea. I'm fully on board with conceptually doing that, right? But in a couple of weeks, they just didn't make it work. Again, we were talking about high leverage situations, like Cade Ballard in a high leverage situation, obviously nervous because he was consistently high on all of his passes. And then later in the game, he settled down and played better. Like, that's kind of how it goes. John Griffiths 7 says, Coach Monken must have been considering this move for a while. Yeah, that's obvious, right? We started hearing rumors that this might happen several weeks before it actually happened. So I'm wondering if this wasn't a mutual split, and I want to talk about that in a few minutes. Another comment from Griffiths. He and Coach Davis were together more than 10 years in Army and Georgia Southern. What a conversation, too, just on an interpersonal level, right? That sucks. You're Coach Monken, and you basically have to let your friend go. Like, that sounds awful. I've never had to do anything like that. Thank God. So we're moving to this scheme, right, where we're running out of the gun option. And that's all good. Like, it sounds exciting. It doesn't rely on cut blocking, which I think is most of the reason why we're doing it, because the cut blocking rules, you had to try something different. And then two, everybody and their brother is now playing Army in the same way. Like, they understand that the fullback dive, midline option type plays, inside veer, whatever specific play you want to call, they understand that between the tackles, option plays, this is what Army wants to do. And so it's like a car wreck. Everybody just jams the middle. And when Army can get outside and get into space, like, they're having success. And when they can't, they're not. But we saw that a ton. So if you're Navy and Air Force and you're very good at sort of playing the option the way that it's supposed to be played with Simon football, stringing those plays out, then you're causing a lot of problems for Army. So throwing is probably the right idea, especially in the, especially in those Commander in Chief's Trophy games. But what concerns me is it's like a staple of the that old school triple option offense, that you snap the ball close to center, because if you're trying to get like 2 to 3 yards and you're handing the ball off 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, now suddenly you have to move 7, like maybe even 8 yards to get like 1 or 2 or 3, versus the fullback dive, which hand it off right there at the line of scrimmage. And if everything is blocked, you know, you're going to get that 3 yards before the defense even sort of knows what happens. And we've seen this a lot with some of the bigger teams, you know, like Michigan, and Michigan's probably the most outstanding example I can think of, right? You can imagine the meetings. I can totally imagine these meetings when the Michigan defensive coaching staff is like talking to their players. All of these guys are trying to get into the NFL, trying to rush the passer, which is how they're going to get into the NFL. And so they're saying, you got to play gap sound assignment football. And these dudes are just sitting back like, dude, I ain't playing gap sound assignment football. I'm going to get upfield and blow this crap up. I know that that's what they're thinking, because then you hand off the fullback dive. Both the ends are up the field and the fullback has got 4 yards before they realize that they overran the play. And that usually happens for about a half. And then at halftime, they go in and they're like, yo, we told you guys, stop and play the way that we told you to play the dive, play. And then in the second half, Army tends to struggle, right? We have seen that so much. So if Army is going to go away from the fullback dive, going to go away from handing off the ball like a yard behind center or a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Like, that's one of the really big advantages. One of the things, one of the really big advantages for this offense. And one of the things that has made the Black Knights like successful in these bigger games against, you know, teams that they really shouldn't be able to hang with is just, you know, nobody's really playing under center in college football. Like, it just doesn't happen. James Pagano says it was time to evolve the offense, moving, passing, more slot back usage. Totally agree. I totally agree. I feel like they had taken the current offense as far as it was going to go. And now, you know, we did the best that we could, and we took it as far as we're going to go. And now, you know, they're outlawing cut blocking and just making it harder and harder and harder. So I get it. Like, change was necessary. And it's, James said this on Sal's show the other day, it's outstanding that Army is the one sort of innovating the change. Like, that's awesome, and I'm super happy about that. But it's also scary. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. Anyway, that's it. I don't know how long this show has been going on because I don't see a timer, even though there may be one on here. Before we close out, I will review our off-season factor fictions just so you guys can think about this. So we had Cons on the show last time, and he thinks Army's going to find its way into the top 25 despite a tough schedule next season. Recall, this is with UTSA on the schedule, and they're bringing back Frank Harris. And it's also with Coastal on the schedule, and as of yesterday, they are bringing back Grayson McCall. So that schedule looks really, really tough alongside three Power 5 games. Like, it's more of what we saw this year. But then again, you know, Army was like two plays away from having a really, really good season this year. So hopefully we can make those two plays next year. I said that with the coming chaos at Navy, Army's about to have an outstanding recruiting year. Ashford Football doesn't really track recruiting like Sal does that. And we're not really trying to overlap with Sal. He's more of a reporter, and we're more doing like opinion and analysis, obviously. So if you want recruiting news, I highly recommend Black Knight Nation, because Sal's way more into that than we are. But it, anecdotally, just from like following Twitter and stuff, it does seem like they're pulling in some good recruits. Facebook user says, will be interesting to see if this affects recruiting in any way. I would think it would help, because I would think you get a lot of kids who play out of the shotgun in high school. They want to throw. And yeah, James Regano says QBs never leave college now. Yeah, no kidding. Because name, image, likeness. Grayson McCall has that really, you know, multi-million dollar year with that, the NASCAR track. Like, and there's some weird calculus too. If you're not going to be in the first three rounds, you're probably better off to just stay in college and soak up that NIL money as long as you can, versus, let's say, being a fourth round pick, getting however much they get, I don't know, on signing bonus, but definitely probably something on the order of the league minimum, over time, which is going to put you at maybe $1 million a year. So if you're over $1 million a year in NIL money, which some of the top guys are, I don't think that's common, but it's definitely, there's definitely some kids out there, including Grayson McCall, who are over that level. And it makes sense to stay in college as long as you can. Rob says Chris Frey becomes a defensive captain in 2023. I have heard exactly zero rumors about captains, so we'll see. James said that the first play in scrimmage in 2023 is going to be from the pistol. I continue to think that Army is going to continue to run under center. I am really curious to see what percentage of that it is, because I know that the old Nebraska Kearney offense, they don't really run under center very often. So I'm curious to see, like, if this is the kid you have, I think that you have to play some under center, but we'll see. I'm curious. All right, guys, I will give you guys one more chance to make last minute comments while I read the final commercial here. Do you like Army football but hate social media? Who doesn't, man? Social media is terrible. Go to Where's Jordan to read all this crap for me? Instead, go to asforfootball.com/subscribe and get on our mailing list. We send out one email per week, and that's zero during the offseason, so you ain't even going to hear from me. And that's got that week's content. It is too easy. Keep up with Army sports with As for Football. So my last thing, my favorite thing, is just another pitch for the Firstie Club. This live stream with people commenting is exclusive to our Firstie Club patrons. I put it on YouTube via private link. I put it in our Facebook group. People have been chatting us up on both places. we're now on Facebook as a group, and then we also have a Discord server. Like, there are a million ways to communicate with us. I would like to have one, but I think we're going to run two for at least the next year, because Facebook, this Facebook Live thing is just a little bit too convenient to go completely away from. Anyway, yeah, join us on Patreon. If you like Ask for Football and you want to support us and you would like to have more engagement in the show and just yell at me and tell me stuff, then this is your chance, right? We're going to be going live, and you guys can say whatever it is that you have to say to us as members of the Firstie Club during these broadcasts. That's like the thing that we've been trying to do for a while that we finally pulled off. Anyway, that's all I got. Thank you very much for joining me. This timer says I'm at 25 minutes, almost 26 minutes. So that's pretty good for a solo broadcast. Go Army, beat Navy.
Thanks for listening to the Ask for Football Army Football Show. Tune in next week as Ask for Football brings you more Army football analysis. We'd like to thank our sponsor, FireBarn.com. FireBarn is the world's first online platform for auctions and sales of farm animals. FireBarn is dedicated to helping small farmers in America and has extended special discounts to military veterans who want to continue the growth of the small farming industry. Go to firebarn.com/military. That's FireBarn, FireBarn.com to learn more, or to get started, email them at info@firebarn.com. Thanks again for listening to the Army Football Show. And as always, beat Navy.